Welcome to the Overflow Daily Scripture Reading. Before we begin, wherever you're at, take a moment to prepare your heart and your mind by getting in a comfortable posture and take a few deep breaths. Today, we're reading John 5, 31 through 47. In today's reading, Jesus responds to the religious leaders' lack of faith. In this response, Jesus acknowledges their religious efforts and knowledge of the scriptures, but points out that although they know them, they have missed the bigger picture and what the scripture was pointing to the entire time, Jesus himself. All the laws and commands of the Torah and the centuries-old prophecies all pointed to this moment. The Pharisees couldn't see past their traditions, power structures, and personal interpretations. We will continue to see this pattern of unbelief play out throughout John's account, but take notice of the heart posture of the religious leaders and how Jesus responds to them. If you'd like, you can turn to the passage to follow along or just listen. John 5, 31 through 47. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is true. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it that you may be saved. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light. I have testimony weightier than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I am doing, testify that the Father has sent me. And the Father who has sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me, but if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe since you accept glory from one another, but do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say? This is the word of the Lord.